Hey, good evening, everybody, and thank you once again for coming to learn together for this evening for a half hour. And we're going to continue our series on Rav Moshe Feinstein and his halachic adversaries. And most people, when I told them I'm giving this series of shiurim, so the immediate response was, "So when are you doing the Tzitz Eliezer and abortion?" Meaning that was the one that most people singled out above all others. So tonight's the night that we're doing the Tzitz Eliezer and abortion. Meaning this was a machlokas between many different Gedolei HaPoskim on either side of the issue, but it was got most heated between Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Tzitz Eliezer. They directly addressed each other in their tshuvos, even though neither wrote to the other party, meaning they wrote about the other party. So let's start with a little bit about who the Tzitz Eliezer was and how he became a player in this issue, in this very, very serious issue that obviously is a very significant halachic issue. So Tzitz Eliezer was born in Yerushalayim in 1916. He learned in Yeshivas Eitz Chaim and he learned in Yeshivas Chevron, and at an early age he was already, like many Gedolei Torah, was already it was already noted that he was a very talented young man and that he had tremendous hasmada and that this person was going places. And in case it wasn't obvious, by the age of 19, in 1935, he published a volume of Chidushei Torah on the Gemara called Dvar Eliezer. So he published his first sefer at the young age of 19. He then became a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva Shaarei Tzion. And then in 1945, at the age of 29, he began to publish volumes of Tzitz Eliezer, of Shalos and Tshuvos. Now that is saying something. It says something about not only a person's talent and a person's Torah knowledge, but a person's confidence, that at the age of 29 to publish Shilohs and Tshuvos. Most of the time, Gedolei Torah will publish other things first. They'll publish Perushim and Chidushim, but when it comes to Shilohs and Tshuvos, then a person is already setting themselves up as a posek, as an address that people should turn to from all over the place. And at the age of 29, he started publishing Shilohs and Tshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, and the Tzitz Eliezer became one of the more prominent Shiloh Tshuvos Svarim in the latter part of the 20th century. He wrote about everything. So if there's a topic that came up in the latter part of the 20th century, there's an Igros Moshe on it, you also know that there's a Tzitz Eliezer on it, because he wrote about all sorts of different topics. There are over 20 volumes, I think it's 21 or 22 volumes of Tzitz Eliezer, so he kept on writing and writing and writing. They deal with everything, all areas of Halacha, Ibn Ezra, Choshen Mishpat, Archaim, Yerdei, all of it, but he's most noted, probably, as a great expert in medical Halacha. And that's why he was uniquely positioned to write this tshuva about abortion. And the reason he became an expert in medical Halacha was because he became the rabbi of Shaarei Tzedek Medical Center in Yerushalayim. From what I'm told, that sort of happened by accident, that he had a shul right near Shaarei Tzedek, and doctors used to come in all the time to catch minyan in his shul. And once they were there, they would ask him all sorts of shailas. So if you're asking, if the people that are asking your shailas are all doctors, so you're going to get a lot of medical shailas. He would research the answers, and he would give answers to the doctors. So he became someone who did a lot of research into medical halacha, and then ultimately he became the Rav of the Shaarei Tzedek Medical Center in Yerushalayim, which of course right now Rav Asher Weiss is the Rav of Shaarei Tzedek. Rav Waldenberg was also a dayan. He was a dayan in the Beis Din of the Rabbanut, and he didn't only write Shilohs and Tshuvos, and he didn't only write the Chidushim when he was younger. He also had an eye for what Klal Yisrael needed and what the challenges were of the time, and tried to write about that as well. So after the establishment of the Medina, he wrote a volume called Hilchos Medina, which is the laws of the state of Israel. It was published in 1952, and he discussed all the different halachos that are involved in running a modern Jewish state. And he passed away about 15 years ago. Again, 22 volumes, I think it is, of Tzitz Eliezer, passed away in 2006, and the last volume was published 7 or 8 years before he passed away. So now, this particular machlokas that we're going to learn about tonight, the machlokas about abortion and whether it is ritzicha or it's some other iser, was a very contentious machlokas between two people who are otherwise known as real anshei shalom, people who generally got along very, very well with others and generally did not speak harshly of other people. But this particular issue became very, very contentious. Now, there are several reasons for that, I think. One reason is that if you just learn the sugya, if you just learn the marmakomos, one can very easily see where the Tzitz Eliezer's position has a stronger footing in the classical sources. And the problem is, he wasn't Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was Rav Moshe. The Tzitz Eliezer was 20 years his junior and not anywhere near his equal. And that's not saying anything bad about the Tzitz Eliezer. As we've discussed, nobody was Rav Moshe's equal. But if Rav Moshe had the backing of the primary sources and the Tzitz Eliezer was clearly wrong, this would not have been such a contentious issue. The problem is, had you taken off the names from both tshuvas and you were to read both tshuvas without the names, it is very likely one would side with the Tzitz Eliezer just based on the merits of the argument. Now the question becomes, does that give you more reason to paskin like the Tzitz Eliezer, or does that give you more reason to paskin against the Tzitz Eliezer? And what I mean by that is as follows. See, most of the time you would think, okay, if he has the merits of the argument on his side, then it must be that's more reason to paskin like the Tzitz Eliezer, but maybe not. Maybe that's more reason to paskin like Rav Moshe, because if Rav Moshe was willing to say in such strong terms that this is murder, that doing an abortion is murder, and is therefore only permissible in very, very specific circumstances, then, and in spite of the fact that there are so many sources that indicate otherwise, it must be that Rav Moshe had some sort of mesora, some sort of inclination, some sort of libi omerli, which is more powerful than any source a person could ever have. And if that's the case, Rav Moshe being Rav Moshe maybe is enough. But it should be pointed out that Tzitz Eliezer was far from alone in his shita that abortion is not murder, that it's some other iser. Now Rav Moshe, interestingly, was also not alone. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held like Rav Moshe that abortion is murder. So if you were to identify the greatest posek in Eretz Yisrael and the greatest posek in America, and where no one would argue about their identity, who the greatest posek on each continent was at that time in history, both of them were on the same side of this, where they held that abortion is murder. But there were many poskim, many great poskim, granted, not Rav Moshe Feinstein, not Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, but many great poskim who held like the Tzitz Eliezer, and even Ada Yom Hazeh, Moreno Rav Asher Weiss holds like, pretty much holds like the Tzitz Eliezer, and has pointed out that it's one of the most heartbreaking things he has to do, because generally speaking, people know what your answer is going to be before they call and ask the Shaila. So he knows that a lot of people who otherwise would be asking Talmidim Rav Shlomo Zalman are calling him to ask Shailas about abortion because they need a heter. They know what his answer is going to be. And it's one of the more heartbreaking things that he has to deal with, and one of the more harrowing things to have to deal with, to give someone an etzah like that. It's not simple at all when you give someone an etzah like that. I was once involved, not involved, but I was present when Moreno Rav Shechter Shlita got a Shaila on this kind of issue, and it seemed like the kind of issue where I thought he would normally say to do the abortion, and he was not at all eager to give such a psak. And he said, you know, you have to realize that when you give such a psak, you're telling a person to do something that will make it very hard for them to sleep at night. And because it will make it hard for them to sleep at night, it's going to cause them to become very anxious, and it's going to cause them to their relationships with their spouses and their children to be changed. And there are situations where people's whole lives are turned upside down because of the anxiety that they feel and the second guessing, even after getting the heter that they needed, because what they really needed was not necessarily a heter, or maybe it is what they needed, but it wasn't something that's easy for a person to be able to live with. So this is a very, very challenging issue. It's a very hard issue. Now I should point out that even though Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach also disagreed with the Tzitz Eliezer, Moreno Rav Shechter likes to tell the story about how Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was much more tolerant of the position of the Tzitz Eliezer, meaning of his right to hold such a position, than Rav Moshe Feinstein was of the position of the Tzitz Eliezer. Rav Moshe held that the Tzitz Eliezer was just blatantly wrong and had no right to hold this opinion. Rav Shechter tells a story that Rav Shlomo Zalman once got a call from a Talmud of his who was a doctor and was dealing with a very, very sad situation of a woman who had a pregnancy that was going to be extremely emotionally challenging for her, and she was already emotionally challenged, and the doctor wanted to know whether they can do an abortion. The woman had asked the doctor to find out if there's any heter to do an abortion. So the doctor called his Rebbe, Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "What do you want from me? You know what I hold. You know that I hold that it's murder. If it's not mamish pikuach nefesh for the mother, I can't allow it. Why are you even asking me the shaila?" So the Talmud said, "No, Rebbe, don't give me an answer right now. I just want you to think about it. I'll call you again tomorrow, and we'll talk about it again tomorrow. I just want you to think about it. You know, just don't give an answer right away." So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "I don't know what you want me to think about. It's murder is murder. There's nothing that's going to change between today and tomorrow about murder being murder." And the doctor said, "No, we'll just talk again tomorrow." And the next day, before he has a chance to call back, Rav Shlomo Zalman calls back the Talmud and he says, "Wait a second. This woman who's asking this question, is she married to a Talmud of mine? Does she have any direct connection to me?" So the doctor said, "No, her only connection is through me, because I'm a Talmud of yours." He said, "So why is she asking me the Shaila? Give her this phone number," and he gives him the number of the Tzitz Eliezer. "There's a wonderful Rav in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Waldenberg. Let her call up Rabbi Waldenberg and ask that Shaila." When you read Rav Moshe's Tshuva, you get the very strong sense Rav Moshe in a million years never would have done that. He never would have said, "Go ahead and call Rabbi Waldenberg because he's entitled to an opinion." This is an opinion that Rav Moshe thought Tzitz Eliezer was not entitled to have, whereas Rav Shlomo Zalman apparently thought it was an opinion that, although he disagreed with, was one that the Tzitz Eliezer was entitled to have. Another reason why this became so contentious was that the language used in the Tshuva is so over the top in terms of the disrespect that the Tzitz Eliezer shows for Rav Moshe in the language of the Tshuva. If you look in Chelek Yud Dalet Simen Chav Zayin of Tzitz Eliezer, when he talks about doing an abortion for a Tay-Sachs baby, and he quotes the Tshuva that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote and originally published in a Sefer Zikaron from Yecheskel Abramsky, he says, "Ani motzi l'chov l'tzayin. I feel it's my obligation to tell you, b'zeh, ki re'isi v'avarti al ma'amaro. I saw Rav Moshe's Tshuva. Avalim kol ha'kavod. With all due respect," which, you know, anyone who has a little bit of life experience knows that whenever a sentence starts with "all due respect," the person has no intention whatsoever of showing any amount of respect. "Im kol hakavod, eineni roa bikol dvarav, sheyesh bem kedei listaris dvarai bezeh besifri." He says, "I don't see anything that Rav Moshe writes that holds a candle up to what I said, that could do anything to destroy any of my arguments. Shebanisio sama yesodos chazakim shel chavilos gedolei aposkim arishonim v'achronim zal." He says, "You know, I wrote my tshuva by using sources, great sources, gedolei, rishonim, achronim, asher mipi ha'manuchayim. Umashe bocher lo derech mishalo." Rav Moshe decides to choose his own path over here. "Bibirur kavanas Rambam," in explaining a Rambam in his own way. "Uba asiya shibushim b'divrei tosvos," and then whenever he has a tosvos disagrees with him, he says, "Oh, it's a typo." "V'tu'uyos lemachbir b'svarim ad kidei ha'istovos v'irbuv dvarim," and whenever something goes against him, he just says, "Oh, it's mezuyah, it's forged, it's again." Or he just is simply dismisses some of the things that the great Gedolei Achronim write. He says, "Shari Lemarayu," he said, "this is beyond," or that Rav Moshe writes, "Shari Lemarayu," that he says about the Ma'arit or Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Rav Moshe writes about these great Gedolim that they went beyond what they're allowed to do by giving a certain psakim. "Ein b'kol zeh kamuvan b'kedei ha'shev klal. I don't even need to honor this with a response," says the Tzitz Eliezer. Now that is a very, very strong lashon to use against the undisputed Posek Hador. "I don't need to honor it with a response," says the person who's more than two decades younger than Rav Moshe Feinstein and is not Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, many who were close with Rav Moshe, because of the harshness of the language, do not speak reverentially about the Tzitz Eliezer ad hayom hazeh, largely because of this issue. I heard from one person who was very close with Rav Moshe, a report of a conversation that he had with the Tzitz Eliezer that was not at all a conversation that showed great respect for the posik that the Tzitz Eliezer was. And then the Tzitz Eliezer even went so far as to claim, subtly, that the tshuva of Rav Moshe could not have been written by Rav Moshe, and that it was a forgery. This is obviously an attack on Rav Moshe David Tendler, who the tshuva was written to, but the Tzitz Eliezer says, I don't know anything, I'm not telling you anything. All I'm going to tell you is, I received the following letter in on Yud Dalet Teves, Tavshin Nun Aleph, and Tavshin Nun Aleph is after Rav Moshe already passed away, and the letter, and he just publishes a letter that he got, and he says, I'm not saying if it's accurate or not. You know, if you don't believe it's accurate, then you wouldn't publish it, right? He said, I'm not saying if it's accurate. What's the letter? The letter says, some from a Rav in America, that you should know, I have Rayos Beruros, and I'm not the only one that has clear Rayos, that this tshuva was not penned by the Posek Hador, Rav Moshe Feinstein, that it must have been written by somebody else. This is, appears in Tzitz Eliezer Chel Chaf, Simin Nun Vav. So Tzitz Eliezer says, Hetakti Zos Rak L'Rav Chedemilsa. I'm just putting it out there. It doesn't make a difference. I still hold my opinion regardless, whether Rav Moshe wrote it or didn't write it, but I'm just putting it out there. Wow. Now, Rav Moshe's original tshuva was dated Tavshin Lamed Zayin. I think Rav Moshe passed away, what, Tavshin Mem Hei, Tavshin Mem Vav. So this was 8, 9 years before Rav Moshe passed away. So to think that the tshuva would have been written and would not have, Rav Moshe would not have seen it about such a major issue, and that, you know, hard to imagine, hard to imagine. And the other issue that you have to keep in mind, oh boy, we're not going to have any time to actually talk about the tshuva, but the other issue that you have to keep in mind is that we're talking about murder over here. Meaning, as a friend of mine said to me, if Rav Moshe calls you a murderer, you may want to think twice before you put up your dukes and you fight back. Rav Moshe is not just, I'm saying you're mistaken. So it is important to remember, though, nobody holds, Rishon, Achron, Gemara, nothing. Nobody holds that abortion is mutter. That if a person feels like getting an abortion, just feels not ready to have children or something like that, that abortion is mutter. There's no doubt in halacha. Sometimes people associate their politics, they superimpose their politics on halacha, and the halacha is neither a Democrat nor a Republican, and the halacha has its own say on things. So nobody holds abortion is mutter as a general policy. The question is, is it only in cases of pikuach nefesh? And by the way, everybody holds that if it's a definite threat to the mother's life, that it is mutter and it's what you're supposed to do. Everybody holds that. There's the question is in between, right? That's where you have the machlokas between Rav Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer. So we do not believe in what the fundamental Christians believe, that that it's never mutter, even if it's a threat to the mother's life. We do not believe what many believe in this country, that a woman's right to choose or whatever. We don't believe in any of those things. Question is, where exactly do we draw the line? So Rav Moshe had a number of arguments. The primary tshuva is printed in Igros Moshe, Choshem Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simen Samach Tes. And the Tzitz Eliezer's tshuvas are all over the place. Chelek Tes, Simen Nun Aleph, Shar Gimel, Chelek Yud Gimel, Simen Kuf Beis, Chelek Yud Dalid, Simen Kuf. And Rav Moshe's primary thesis is that abortion is not only usur, it's a violation of lo tirzach. It's a violation of murder, and therefore only mutter bimakom sakana mamish to the mother based on an assessment of doctors. Remarkably, someone, my son just sent me today, there's a video of one of the great YU Rashi Yeshiva, current YU Rashi Yeshiva, Rabbi Shulman, talking about his own experience before he was old enough to appreciate, when he was in utero, when his mother was pregnant with him. Rabbi Shulman said, and I have the video, that I couldn't believe it. He said, Rabbi Shulman said that when his mother was pregnant with him, she had German measles? Is that a thing? She had some sort of very, very bad virus or disease, and the pregnancy was very dangerous for her. It was very dangerous for her. And she went and she asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein whether she can have an abortion, and they both paskined yes. Rav Moshe paskined yes, you can abort this child. Rav Moshe, who held that it was murder, but Rav Shulman said his father was a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik, so he was going to go to Rav Soloveitchik for Pesach Halacha. He wasn't going to Rav Moshe for Pesach Halacha. And he went to Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Soloveitchik said, absolutely not. You cannot do the abortion, and I give you a bracha that the baby should be healthy and it should be a Talmud Chacham. So Rav Shulman said, so far, half of it is Mekuyim, you know, healthy, but still aspiring to be a Talmud Chacham. So we can say, obviously, we know that the bracha was entirely Mekuyim. But just unbelievable that Rav Soloveitchik was even stronger on that issue. It's really hard to believe, especially when you look at the arguments that Rav Moshe makes. So, you know, the moral of the story is that life is complicated and that each situation has to be addressed by great poskim and assessed for the merits and the details of each situation. Anyway, so Rav Moshe has a couple of proofs that he thinks are clear rayas that abortion is murder. One raya is from a Tosos in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara over there comments that there's nothing that's mutter for a Jew to do, but usser for a non-Jew to do. Meaning there are no extra restrictions. Goyim have Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach. We have Taryag Mitzvos. There's nothing that's going to be mutter for a Jew to do, and then but the isser is going to be chal on a guy. And in that context, the Gemara, the Tosos rather, talks about abortion, and Rav Moshe reads the Tosos simply as saying that abortion is murder, that it's murder for a Jew and it's murder for a guy. The Tzitz Eliezer says, no, you look at other Achronim, they understand Tosos to be saying that it's an Isser B'Alma, but it's not murder. And this opinion of the Tzitz Eliezer is shared by Rav Osner and the Shevet Alevi, Chelk Zayim Simen Reish Ches, and the Emek Tshuva, and Chelk Beis Simen Sadi Beis. A second raya that Rav Moshe has from the Rambam. The Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Ratzeach Halacha Tes, when he talks about a difficult pregnancy and delivery, the Rambam writes, Hareza mitzvahs lo saseh, shelo lochus al nefesh harodev. We have a mitzvahs lo saseh, not to have rachmanos on someone who's chasing after someone else to kill them. Leficha choru chachamim, and therefore the chacham paskin, sho ubra shi mekashe leili, that if a woman is having a challenging childbirth, mutter lachtoch uber b'me'eha, bein b'sam bein b'yad, you're allowed to cut up the baby, whether by hand or whether through medical medium, mipnei shu kerodef acharei lahorga, because the baby is considered to be rodef after the mother to kill her. So v'im shahotzi rosho einogim, it's just once the baby sticks its head out and the baby's already born, then you can't kill the baby anymore, because then ein doch nefesh b'nei nefesh, you're not allowed to make that choice. So says Rav Moshe, the Rambam is very careful to say that you can kill the fetus because he is a rodev. Sounds like if not for the fact that he was a rodev, there's no heter to kill the fetus. And then when the Rambam used the word lefichach, says Rav Moshe, it means that he's being very precise as to the reason. And that tells you that abortion is murder, because if it weren't murder, then he wouldn't need to be a rodev in order to be allowed to kill the fetus. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, v'ani tama hafle v'fela, eich shehel imes atzmo o lo shas libo el adire aposke mikama doros shekidmunu. How could the Rav Moshe just willfully hide his eyes from all the gedolei aposkim who preceded him? Umehem shayu krov mafilu tkufas harishonim, and some of these gedolei aposkim were pretty much from the times of the Rishonim. Shebiru delokein, that explained the Rambam differently. Elabi pucho shodavar, they explained the Rambam the exact opposite. Kala amor metapchem al shitasav al dvar v'shal agramaf, the Rav Moshe Feinstein lahamis bedaito shal Rambam ulemoser laharchiv odes hadibur b'zeh. So I don't need to discuss this in great detail. Look in the poskim, they're all on my side. Rav Moshe finds it offensive to suggest that the Rambam wasn't giving the real reason for the heter to kill the fetus, and to suggest that the real reason is that there's no iser tzicha when the baby is still inside. Says Rav Moshe, to suggest that the Rambam was giving a reason that was not the reason, when he uses the word lefichach, who zilzul al kol piskei Rambam. You're being mezalzel on all the pesukim of the Rambam. Shabakol sifro. Kishenema kein alav shulom medayek kaze. That the Rambam wasn't medayek, that he wasn't careful. Afla hachs your tama emes, and then he left out his real reason. Ulmin katam sheker. Af kishenogel ledina can't be. There are many rayas against Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe takes note of all of them. Tosfos in Maseches Nida Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph seems to say explicitly that abortion is not murder. Rav Moshe says, Ta'u Sofer. He takes the word mutter, changes it to putter, changes the whole complexion of the Tosfos, says that it's a typo in the Tosfos, and obviously Tzitz Eliezer did not take too kindly to that. He says, V'hinei im kala kavod. There it is, im kala kavod. Lo Adoni. This is not a way one talks to Rav Moshe. Lo Adoni. Lo zu haderech. V'chayim anu al pi divrei ga'onei hadoros. We live based on the words of the ga'onei hadoros. V'heima torchu kol echad ve'echad lefi darko le'avayru la'hamid kavanas divrei ha'tosas benida. Uli Yashram. Everyone had trouble with that tosas benida. So everyone works on how to make sense of it. And you just erase it? Chas v'shalom, how could you do such a thing? So that's a Tzitz Eliezer's argument on that. There is a Tshuvas Ma'arit in Chelek Aleph Siman Sadites where he seems to suggest that abortion is not not murder. Says Rav Moshe that just two Tshuvas earlier in Siman Sadi Zayin, the Ma'arit does consider it murder and forbids abortion unless there's a sakana to the mother. And therefore concludes Rav Moshe, the later Tshuvas Ma'arit must be a forgery because it quotes a Shailas Tshuvas HaRashba that doesn't exist. And it's a stira to a tshuva in the Ma'arit just two tshuvas earlier. So you can imagine, Tzitz Eliezer once again. Ma osa hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein b'divrei Ma'arit Eila. What did he do over here? Noke do gamke naderech hapshuta b'yos. He just takes the easy way out. V'kosuv she'pasha she'en la'ashkiyach al tshuva zuklal. Says you should ignore this tshuva. Ki vaday tshuva muziyefes. He may use a Talmud toa that it's got to be a forgery. Umata v'kosuv b'shmo. And some Talmud put it in the name of the Ma'arit. Ani tama tama. Tama ekra, to play on words. Tame tame ekra. Ani tama tama. I wonder. Eich efshar lakar tshuva shlema b'marit al pi hashara dimyonis kazos. How can you uproot a tshuva's marit based on your own assessment in your own mind? V'zos afilu ilu lo yal chacha negdis l'fenenu al kach. Even if you didn't have a raya against it, but I have plenty of rayas that it's an accurate tshuva. Shirei Knes Sakadola was a Talmud of the Ma'arit, and he quotes the tshuva word for word. So don't tell me that it was some Talmud Torah. And kahena v'kahena. Now Rav Moshe's final word in the tshuva makes it clear that he wrote the entire thing to argue with the Tzitz Eliezer. That this tshuva was motivated by a psak of the Tzitz Eliezer. And that's where it got so contentious. Rav Moshe writes, Kasafti kol zeh le'inyan apirtz Sakadola ba'olam shamalchios taharbe medinos hit. He says, first of all, society is moving in the direction of allowing abortion. And even in Eretz Yisrael. And how many babies have to be murdered? It already happened. We need to be extra careful to make extra fences around the Torah. We can't be making on murder. And here it is. Nishtomamti b'ra'osi tshuva mechacham echad. I was stunned to see a tshuva from a certain chacham be'eretz Yisrael. Hanichtav l'menahel beis acholim sharei tzedek. He identifies, he was known as the menahel of the Beis HaCholim Shari Tzedek, v'nitvas b'choveres asi yud gimel, hamatir ha'olado shayid b'chinos ha'rovim k'shu over yosem gimel chadashim, sh'uberu b'machlas teisak slapilo. Who allows that after 3 months of pregnancy to continue to do abortions on teisak's baby? And he says, this person is in violation of murder. And he quotes a Ma'arit in Siman Tzadi Tes that's Matir, and he doesn't even mention that in Siman Tzadi Zayin, the Ma'arit says not that way. He quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden never meant it that way. He quotes a Rav Pa'olim, where the Rav Pa'olim himself didn't even have the chutzpah to give such a psak. He says, I don't understand. Ubaru Pashut Kasafti Allah Brur Al Pi Rabbi Sein Arishonim and Farshim Aposkim Mamish Sha'asur B'din Ritzicha Mamish. So says Rav Moshe that there is no doubt in my mind that this is a violation of the Issur Ritzicha, and this is why this became such a contentious issue, because it was started by Rav Moshe getting word of the Pesach of the Tzitz Eliezer, responding directly to it, and because of all the typos and forgeries and everything else, as part of Rav Moshe's argument, it gave the Tzitz Eliezer ammunition to say that, look, Rav Moshe is breaking all the rules of classic Pesach Halacha in this Pesach. This is a matter that is still not yet decided by Klal Yisrael. There are still deos of Gedolei HaPoskim Ad HaYom HaZeh on both sides of this issue. I don't know yet what we're going to do next week, but my time is up, and enjoy Rabbi Rothwax's shiur.